And who's next, Nikki?
Kathleen Caruso.
Kathy Caruso. Kathy, welcome. Come on up to the mic.
My name's Kathleen Caruso. I'm a citizen of Taney County. I've lived here since 2004. And I am from the great state of Nebraska. And I have never seen anything quite like what's going on right now in our county courthouse. And my heart's broken because I know at least three of the people are Christians and they haven't worked this out together. And I am really saddened by that. And Lord, help me. I'm here to just say we all make mistakes. And I would pray that each of you would take a few minutes and think about what you're doing. The county needs you to think about the business of the county and not this petty stuff. And we need to be supporting one another, loving one another, encouraging one another. And politics has taken over our entire country, and it's ridiculous. Everything is about blame and division. And I, for one, don't want to see it anymore. I hate opening up the newspaper and seeing this kind of thing. So I don't care who's right or who's wrong. Let's get over it and get on with it.
Okay.
Lucy Combs.
Lucy. Welcome back to Taney County.
Lucy Combs. Member of, resident of Taney County, 211 Riverbend Road in Branson, Missouri. I'm not and have not read the articles in the newspaper. I read the headlines. That's all I needed to read. I'm coming forth to you today as three sitting commissioners. And I know this was over an accounts payable, if I understand the story. It was over an issue of a EGIS engineering firm. Is that what I understand? That says I understand it. And I want to say that I think there was about a 2 months lapsation here on paying this bill. And I do understand that there has to be two signatures by you gentlemen representing us for the county. There was apparently, from listening today, only one person who acknowledged paying this bill of you sitting commissioners. May I suggest to you that in the futures, when you have accounts payable, there's a division among you, that you sit back and you get, do not do anything until each one of you or the two of you that are representing us, that you signature this and date it the day you make it a payable bill. I think this will solve part of the problem that happened in this transaction. And I do hope that in the futures we can get these things straightened out. In most situations where I worked, if you had an issue that came through that was in accordance to all of you that were working under a position, each one of us signed and dated that when we read the new memo. And by the way, it's very plain to us as public that you have right in your position of your papers put out to everybody of your agenda today that you have to sign up before the meeting starts. Stick to those rules. Use your Roberts rules if you're going to use them, but stick to the rules. I should not be up here speaking to you now, according to my issues. Thank you.
Thank you, Lucy.
Carol Davis.
Carol Davis. Welcome, young lady.
My name's Carol Davis. I'm the Taney County Public Administrator, and I work in the judicial building down the street, and I really am not, I'm not in the middle of all this because I'm not in this building. What I know about it is what I read in the newspaper. And what I don't understand, I guess, my question is, It's my understanding, even talking to county counselor, that I know that a human resources office was opened this year so that everything was private. I do not understand why that if all of this is being leaked out of the human resources office by somebody, and also on the news just coming to work in the morning, I hear, well, what's being leaked? I'm sorry, Bob, if you don't.
There's nothing being, no evidence that anything's being leaked out of the human resources office.
Well, it's being leaked somewhere, that there was something filed against the presiding commissioner. That shouldn't have, I mean, if there was something filed against somebody, it shouldn't have been said who it was or what it was. And I mean, that's just what I think the human resources is. I'm told it's private. That's why it was moved into its own office. The other thing is driving to work, I hear Sally Coucher, like I said, I just get this all on the news. Sally Coucher is stating something that was talked about in the executive meeting. The way I understand it, the executive meeting is a closed meeting. Now, how do they get what's going on in the executive session? And so these are just things that I don't understand. And again, like I say, I just read it in the paper. And also, I was looking in the Springfield paper and looked up an article, and an attorney had written a letter, and he's talking about an incident in Springfield, and I just wrote that down a little while ago. I don't have notes, but I did write that article down, and the Springfield news leader was asking for some information from their human resources, and he quoted statute 610.021, parentheses 1, and he says that this information is confidential or privileged communication because it encompasses personnel records of employees. So I don't quite, I don't want an answer. I just don't understand how that all of this is coming out in the paper. Thank you.
Okay. Next?
That's it.
Donna, I thought you wanted to speak. No? If you don't, that's fine.
I'm just going to speak to the executive session minutes. Under Chapter 610, executive session minutes are executive session minutes and are closed until they reach a time point where they become open to the citizens of Taney County.
Okay.
Can I say one more? Sorry.
What you got? Come on up to the mic.
Just one thing. Like I said, I don't have notes for them. But the treasurer, I'm not going to say anything bad about the treasurer because I don't know. But we were all given this, and if there was a question about a check, Mr. Strophis, we all carry this. The county gave each one of us one of these.
And I'm going to speak back to you on that, Carol.
Okay.
I had the same ability. I could have used mine. I could have gone to my computer, and I didn't. And Lucy gave some good advice, but it wasn't fresh to my mind. I'd thought of it to be much careful. Okay, any others? All right. Well, let's move on to new and old business. The first one is emergency shelter grant. And Ron Houseman. Alan?
Okay.
Morning.
Good morning. I learned from Alan Catron last week that we have an opportunity to secure an additional grant somewhere in the neighborhoods of $20,000. The question he posed to me is, there's an immediate deadline. We can just wait till next year and apply for these funds, or we can try to apply for these funds now. And really, this is an amount of money that's been allocated, so counties have an opportunity to get a percentage of monies that are out there and available. And they think by guesstimates that it's somewhere in the neighborhood of $20,000 for us. Now, these funds are very similar in purpose to the funds that we receive through the HPRP program, Homelessness Prevention. And they are funds that would be critical to needs within this county. I'm going to let Alan tell you exactly why that is and how he's found that out. But what I told him was, if you will prepare the grant papers, if you'll put the application into process so that we can have it timely by Monday, then it would be my recommendation to the county commission that we move forward on this and secure these funds. And I just wanted to make those few comments out front before Alan spoke to this.
Okay. Alan, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning. My name's Alan Catron. I'm CEO of Christian Associates over in Kimberly City. I think most people know that we had a grant that started here the 1st of October of last year, the Homelessness Prevention and Rapid Rehousing. We all know it as HPRP. But as I briefed you in January with the numbers on HPRP, which has still been very, very successful, we've been able to touch a lot of people and help a lot of people. But at that time frame, and it continues today, about 63% of the people that come in do not qualify for this particular grant because it was a very specific grant, and we all knew that going into it. We needed other money, as I call general-type money, below that we had no strings or limited strings attached to that we could help some of these 63% of the people coming in. I've got a hold of some money that I can be able to use as match money, dollar per dollar, for whatever Taney County can come up with over the next year or so. I've put in with a bid from the city of Branson and get some money. Of course, that will just be Branson people, but still that's a good part of your population. I still haven't heard back from that bid yet. This particular grant is the Emergency Shelter Grant Program, which Mr. Will St. Clair, our grant writer, is going to be able to go into a little bit more detail with you. But that is also money that we can be able to use in homelessness prevention efforts, and I will be able to match that dollar per dollar out of this other money. Time is of the essence. I'm sorry about some of that. Some of that's my fault. We've been under a lot of pressure recently putting in several grants. Will and I sat down last week and said, why didn't we present this to Taney County? It has been presented years ago, but the commission at that time decided not to take it because, again, like HPRP, you are the grant holder. We are the subcontractor. But the biggest thing on this is that HPRP program, brand new, lots of what I call risk because even the state didn't know what they were doing, what they wanted from us. They just pushed the money down to spend. But a lot of that's been taken care of over the last 6 months. This ESGP program we've been doing for years and years with Stone County, I consider it a very low-risk type of grant, and we know exactly how to implement it, and it would probably be, if we can get from $15,000 to $20,000, I could match that money, and that's going to be significant help to a lot of people in Taney County. So if Will could come up and give you a little bit more details as to exactly what the grant consists of.
Morning, Will. Good to see you.
Morning, gentlemen. This grant is made available to all of the counties in the state of Missouri. It's my understanding that about 80 counties participate in it. It's been in existence, at least to my knowledge, and with respect to Stone County for about 15 years or so. It is a grant that is structured so that the county is the contractor, technically, and a nonprofit organization or more than one nonprofit organization can be subcontractors, depending on how many nonprofits apply. There are certifications that the local government, that is the county government, are asked to comply with, and they are essentially certifications that you are certifying that we're going to do our job properly. And, of course, that's, I assume you have enough of a working relationship with respect to HPRP that you would feel comfortable doing that. This is a very specific kind of grant. It operates strictly to provide funds for families who have eviction notices or utility turnoff notices. They have to be able to demonstrate a sudden reduction in income. This has occurred not because they're chronically behind, but because they've had a decline in income. They've lost a job, they've been laid off, whatever. They must be able to demonstrate there's some kind of reasonable prospect that their family income is going to recover so that they can resume payments. So they have to have be able to demonstrate some kind of prospect that they're going to be able to find a job. So those are the things that Christian Associates would be involved in. working with the families on. Any questions?
Yeah. So this would be like paying an electric bill or a propane or something like that?
If there was a shutoff notice, yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. Okay.
And go ahead.
And how many, I mean, is it like $500 a family, or how does that work out as far as how many families would be affected?
Well, typically those notices are going to go, historically, most of those are going to be in the neighborhood of $300 to $400.
Okay.
So we would be looking at maybe three, if there's $20,000 in grant funds, being able to help 60, 70 families, at least.
But I would like to say with that, too, we ask the families to do part of this, too. Not always is it 100% give.
Okay. Alan, you said something about Taney County hadn't done this in the past. Does anyone know how come we haven't participated on this?
Yes. I actually do happen to know about that because I was here at that time. I believe it was about 15 years ago. And at that time, the organization that was applying was a Taney County organization, I believe Christian Action Ministry. And it was short notice. And the attorney at that time did not have a chance to review it ahead of time, and he has had a chance to glance at this and take a look at it. And they felt like that they did not know enough to do it at that time.
Okay.
So, mm-hmm.
And Stone County and Christian County have been participating in this for some time?
I don't know about Christian County. Stone County has for at least 15 years. Yeah.
Is that right? Wow. Another question?
What is the timeline again? What day do we have to have that?
Well, it does have to be signed today, unfortunately.
Signed today.
Yeah.
And is it all prepared then, all the paperwork?
Yes.
Been prepared?
Yeah, it has been.
And it is technically an application, but it will become the contract. It can be obviously withdrawn if there's a problem in it. I've looked at it this morning very quickly, and it doesn't seem to have a problem in it. I'd like to review it some more, but
sure.
I think right now it's an application.
So we're just approving the application?
You're approving the application, and if they grant the funds and you accept the funds, then it becomes a contract. So,
and it has the same appearance as before with us being the facilitator of the money,
right,
and you being the subcontractor,
right,
which allows Taney County to be receive the same funds that we approved in the previous contract with Christian Associates,
right,
except on a different level with the helping of the
loss. It's the ones that other contract
did not cover.
Right.
I'm going to make a motion because it's on the agenda to go ahead and approve
the application.
The application.
Second that. Okay. As far as costs to the county, mm-hmm, do we have administration costs? Or?
There are no cost. Well, you will need to process, the treasurer will receive a check from, if the grant is approved, the treasurer will receive a check from the state of Missouri, and the subcontractor submits documentation of its paperwork, and then a check has to be issued. So that it's the cost of writing a check. But otherwise, there's no administrative expense that to the county.
It's the same office that I have doing the HPRP will be doing. They'll just be able to help that person in different ways.
So we get through with this okay, then you'll get the word out to like OCAC and Church Army or whoever it might be out there that might have people that would qualify.
Sure, yeah. And in fact, once this is in place, they may want to participate in it themselves next year and future times.
But there's only $20,000,
right,
for the whole county,
right,
no matter which entity, right, is the subcontractor.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, that's okay. A guesstimate based upon,
right,
what we have in Stone County.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds good to me. Any other questions or discussion? Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
How do you want to handle the signature and county seal?
We'll round up the clerk, and
if you want to leave it with Nikki, she probably can facilitate the signatures. Do you guys physically need it, or can we mail it?
We need to physically do it, yeah.
Okay.
Can you sign it now?
Yeah, we can sign it now.
Oh, okay.
I did understand correctly. You reviewed this, Bob, and you're all right
with the application.
It.
Yeah, as an application, I reviewed it. I'd like to review it a little bit more as we go before we get the money, but I have no problem with going ahead and doing this as an application, and I did review it very quickly this morning.
Right. And most, like most grants, we can always reject the money if we see something in the application that we do not like. We can always reject the money. So
The contract quote date on this is actually March 1st, but they do not typically, the money isn't available until July, and it doesn't become a contract until July if it is approved. So,
okay.
Donna went to go get her stamp.
Okay, great. Bring it on up, Bill. Thank you, Will. Okay, next on our agenda, we're done there, would be the recovery zone bonds. That's yours, Ron?
Yes. Thank you, Alan.
Oh, Dennis.
Hello.
Randy. What's up?
During August of 2009, this Taney County Commission voted to submit to the State of Missouri a recovery zone bond notice of intent to issue. The Commission requested and the State reserved the allocation of $335,000 of recovery zone economic development bonds and $503,000 of recovery zone facility bonds for Taney County. This action preserves the county's ability to participate in this funding program until July 1st of this year. We've already utilized the $503,000 allocation available for the facility bonds for private enterprise. However, the $335,000 economic development bonds allocation is still available for use. The recovery zone economic development bond is utilized for public projects such as roads and bridges and other projects that serve the public good such as public facilities or job training. There's no competition for this type of bond as we received a designated allocation. All allocations not utilized by counties across the state of Missouri will go back into a reallocation process following that July 1st deadline. In other words, it's a use it or lose it, which means once reallocated, those counties that took advantage of the program will have an opportunity for a second potential allocation. Now, we have $335,000 there. We've had our own airport looking at that, and they're still viewing that. According to Tim Connell, who had sent me an email, he believes that they're looking at another type of funding rather than this particular issuance, and I'll talk with Tim to clarify that. But there are members of the Taney County Fair Board here today. Dennis House has come up and would like to address it. And basically, they would like the County Commission to consider the use of these recovery zone bonds either for the purchase of property or the constructions of buildings on property that could be purchased towards a permanent fairgrounds. We're investigating whether or not the use of the funds could be used for property acquisition. However, I'm 100% sure that could be used for the construction of buildings. And with that said, and the knowledge that those funds are available and have to use by July 1st, I'll let Dennis address that. Dennis?
Welcome, Dennis.
Thank you for the opportunity. I'm Dennis House. I'm president of the Taney County Fair Board. And about a year ago, we addressed the issue with buying land, the county buying land for a fairground, and the deal fell through. And our need for a fairground seems to be getting more and more every year. As you all know, we plan for the fair a year at a time, and we get it all planned up, and 2 months before the fair, the park's underwater. Then we have to go back to the ones we took the money from, return all the money for our ads, for our books, either that or, you know, if we're lucky, the park will flood before we take up all the money for the ads. But either way, our need for a fairground seems to me like it gets more and more every year since they've raised the power pool on the lake. We all know that's not going to help us about flooding down there. And, you know, the county, most all the counties in Missouri has a fairground, and the county helps support it. So I guess we're just asking, you know, that if the county would be interested. And the fair will support itself once we get the land and get set up, without a doubt. I mean, we've run it long enough to know that because of our funds that we've got available now to help with the fairgrounds if we can just find the property. But that was our issue, and appreciate your time and your consideration of it.
All right. Dennis, do you have any land right now identified? I know last year we found a piece of property that we thought was what we wanted, and that didn't work out.
No, we really don't have. We wanted to make sure we could get the money before we actually started looking for land. Mm-hmm. I think there's some land out there to be had, you know, if we know we've got the money.
Okay.
So the idea is to go ahead and get the money, go after this bond and have the money before we get the land. Is that what we're saying?
Right.
Okay.
Well, we need to know, before we really go to looking for land, you know, we need to know that we can get the money to buy the land once we find it.
Right.
Because I think there's land out there, you know, that can be had for a fairground.
Dennis, this has been a cooperative opportunity has arisen for these monies. The cooperation between the Fair Board and the Park Board and the County Commission, which had the little quirk in it last time that caused us not to get the property, or this wouldn't even be an issue. So I think that I'm in full support of going after the money, and I think with previous votes of the Park Board, I think they're going to be in total support of this and the Fair Board, and a cooperative effort from all these entities and boards is going to be great, and the fact of trying to work to... This issue has been an issue since I was a young lad riding Ferris wheels, so it needs to be taken care of.
Well, one thing, too, since they took the big building out down there, you know, that's another strain on the fair when you don't have a building to put your exhibits in, you know. We're putting up a tent there this year to take the place of that.
So, Ron, you mentioned that you're good 100% on buildings, but you're not certain on the land. How does that play out? What do we need to look at?
Well, I've got questions in to the departments on a state level to find out if, in fact, we can utilize the dollars to purchase land. I have emailed and had correspondence back from Carson Eliff, who has handled our other recovery zone bond issue that we had in the county. And his answer in one point indicated we could, and the other point indicated we couldn't. So I have to clarify that, at least on the purchase of land. I know that we can utilize the dollars for the construction of buildings. The Fair Board itself cannot be the entity that applies for these recovery zone economic development bonds. It has to be the county. And once the county has acknowledged that they'll move forward on that, well, and if what I'm hearing you all say is you are at least giving them the nod to start looking, they will have to rush to find property and to have a plan in place before July 1st so that the paperwork can be done in order to secure these funds. So we're really going to be harried to do that.
But Ron, to answer that question, though, there has been a solid effort put forth by the Park Board and by the Fair Board and others to locate land within a certain circumference of the county seat here. And so there's ideas about different properties. Your information, the question that Chuck answered about the property, the land being part of it, is a very good one. But I'd say let's go for it. Let's try to get something that will be utilized for generations instead of you know, putting it off again. We thought we had this problem solved at one time. Let
me add to that if our county, in fact, uses the allocation of the recovery zone bonds for economic development and they have a reallocation, we would then be considered for a portion of the reallocation. If we don't utilize the funds, other counties would be considered that did use them. We wouldn't receive the opportunity to get any of the cheap money, basically.
Right.
So, Ron, this is this is not a grant. I mean, this is not a gift of so many dollars. We're borrowing the money.
Correct.
At a what rate?
And I don't know what that is right now, but 1%. It's incredibly low interest.
Well, it'll be almost negative. If I did the rum, it's almost a negative interest rate, basically zero.
So you're just borrowing money for no interest, pretty much.
Basically, yeah. The bond pays back the interest rate.
Okay.
Now, this is what we utilized on the facility bond side of it when they did Arrowhead over behind Lowe's.
Okay.
But either way, on the application, we're going to have to identify a property, correct? I mean, that's part of the whole...
If we're wanting to utilize the bonds themselves for the purchase of property, yes, we do. And if we're going to construct a building, I would assume that we have to identify where we're going to build it. So the answer is yes.
Yeah, we'll have
yes.
to have... So, and I know just from Ron and I, think you know this, Dennis, but when we were in D.C. talking with USDA, there's some grant money for land acquisition for fairgrounds. And so I met with some people last week about that too. So we're still pursuing that as quickly as possible because I'd like to see the ideal situation is the county gets the land for free and then we're able to build a building on the new land with this bond. I mean, that's
we do
my
have
hope.
We do have a grants writer that is researching all of those monies. So.
Great. Okay, is there a step we're looking at right today or we?
Well, we're posted. Do we need to have a motion to pursue this funding?
I believe that all we have to do is basically acknowledge that we are willing to use these recovery zone bonds, that we are going to we did not specifically appoint them to any one project. I think what they're probably looking for is just direction that we would be willing to use them for fairgrounds or fairground buildings if they were able to, you know, fulfill the requirements. Is that what yes. we're trying to do? And I don't know if that requires a vote, as long as we're all in agreement, or at least two of us are in agreement that that's...
Well, acknowledgement. I mean, I would rather have it as a vote myself, that we will pursue these monies
okay.
at a zero or...
Just for the recovery, so...
Yes.
But if you don't have a project in front of you, is there any motion that you can make right?
I don't believe there is. I mean, may I ask you this? Are we open to using the recovery zone bonds? We have to use them or lose them by July 1st.
Yes, sir.
Identify a project. I mean,
so this would be something that you would ask to be brought up later for a motion?
As soon as they have identified some land and or a building where that building would be placed on, then we need to vote on that at that point and actually do the application process of the recovery zone bond, I believe is the...
So we're open to it, and we're kind of bouncing it back to the park board.
Yep.
Fair board, excuse me.
Fair board.
Yep. Okay. Sounds good. Thanks for being here.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right.
We have a citizen we'd like to discuss.
Oh, you have a comment, sir?
Yes, sir.
Well, all right. Come on up. Welcome, Mr. Hershen.
Did not intend to speak. That's why I didn't sign up either of the times we had an opportunity. But I would strongly encourage you to please understand what a bond is and what you're repaying. Because you can say, well, the interest is almost negative. And in this time, it truly is. You can have a 0.5% or 1% interest. But you still have to repay the principal on the bond. And if that's a 15-year or a 10-year, you're talking $30,000 a year. And I think in current economic times with deficit spending that we read about in the newspaper, we just should understand where that money comes from. I've been a big supporter of parks in my tenure as commissioner, and I think that's part of what the job of a county is to do, is to provide recreational opportunities for quality of life. But please do find out exactly what the details on the bond is. Thank you.
Thanks for voicing that, Ron. That's rolling through my head, but good to have it out on the table. All right. Next, we're ready for Mr. Paulson, it looks like, on a points program.
Well, actually, Mr. Parent is here.
He
can probably describe the points program better than I. We met last week, and I'd like to have him present the points program. It's already been approved by the airport board, and Mark Parent's here. So.
Welcome, Mark.
Good morning. The Wing Points program is a promotional program sponsored by our fuel company, ConocoPhillips, to induce fuel sales or increase fuel sales. It's also associated with a change we're about to undergo with Phillips. They're changing our point of sale machine. We will have to purchase a new point of sale machine. If we elect to participate in the Wing Points promotional program, Phillips will reimburse us for this point of sale machine. It's over $400. I don't remember the exact number on it. That's the first reason for us to join in this promotional program. And of course the other is that it helps us against our competitors. The airport board approved this, and now we need your approval. Okay. Any questions on it? Any more questions that I could ask or answer, I mean?
Questions.
So it's, you said the credit card machine. We're buying the credit card machine then?
We will have to buy a new credit card machine whether we participate in the program or not.
Right.
The credit card machine has dual functionality. It functions as a point-of-sale machine, but it also catalogs and keeps track of the Wing Points program. And so it's bifunctional in that regard.
Sure. It's not a cost to the county, and it's just a point system that would allow people to, when they buy fuel, they want to get those points, so they buy more fuel here instead of somewhere else.
Sure.
We, even though we elect to participate in the program, we still have the choice not to actually participate unless we choose to. And with particular customers, we can offer it. We can offer bonus points as well if it helps to induce more fuel sales from different companies. That we serve. If we choose to do this, we will pay a third party 2 cents per gallon. Effectively, it's like a 2 cent a gallon discount. And in return, the customer gets points on a card that they can use.
Got a motion?
I was just going to make a motion here that I move that we approve the expenditure for the new and accept the points program for the airport as presented.
I need to add in the test page for the clerk.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll second the motion. What's the expenditure?
About $400 for the credit $400. Card machine. Either way, we have to do it. And then we're also, at the same time, the motion is to enter into the points program.
Okay. And as far as entering into the points program document, how's that work? When do we see that and review that? I assume that's something that
he's already reviewed.
Mark came in and spoke to me about it last week. Airport board has already approved it. Is that correct, Mark?
Yes. Did I give you one copy? We'll have to make additional copies before signing them, I imagine.
Right. So I think it was on your to-do, your action list from last week too. So I remember it was on there. So.
So you need to review it yet, Bob? Or you're all right?
No,
you're
ready. Reviewed it.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. I just wanted to be sure we were all on the same page. Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
How many copies do you need? How many originals?
Well, the company will need one, and then whatever additional ones we want.
We'll need two originals.
Okay. Ready to vote? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Thank you, Mark. Business lines?
Yeah, we have one more thing.
Bus lines. You too? All right.
That's me, yes.
Tell us what you got there.
There are some crossouts on here, and I would prefer to redraft it. I didn't have anybody doing typing for me last week, or I did have somebody, but not everybody. I'd rather redo it, but I certainly want you to approve it. The things that we don't want in there are crossed out, and I'll let Mark explain what it's all about.
We at the airport are happy to entertain Jefferson Bus Lines as a new tenant at the airport. Jefferson Bus Lines is stopping in the Branson area again, and in particular at our location. This is a route, two routes a day actually. One is, and I'm not advertising here, but one is Kansas City to Little Rock, and then the other one is in the opposite direction. They are paying one one of our other tenants to sell their tickets. That's business between them. But they are paying us a docking fee, $300 a day docking fee to use the airport for this purpose.
A day or a month?
Did I say a day?
Yes.
Well, that would be nice. It's a monthly docking fee, $300. And so what they have is a generic agreement that they gave us, and they added on that that's the docking fee under miscellaneous, and they also instructed me to cross through all of the paragraphs in the agreement that did not pertain to us in this particular agreement, which I did, and that's what the counselor has addressed. So if you need to retype it without those additional items, that's fine. As long as the three or four items, I think, that are remaining are on there.
I would ask that you make those corrections and present that to us. Has it been approved by the airport board?
It has been approved also,
With this cross-out sections that they didn't approve on?
No, they didn't approve the specific document the airport board did.
I would ask that it be tabled until that time. Or have you got a time frame?
There's an ASAP on this, I think, but we want to get it done as quickly as possible.
They've begun their operation.
Would it be that you could get it corrected by this afternoon so it could be read with
a
clear document?
I think if we table till this afternoon, it would be appropriate.
That would be appropriate. That's what I'm going to make a motion for.
Second. Discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. So sounds like we'll get that typed up. And
there was one other item. I didn't see it on the agenda.
There's a release. It's later in my section, and it just has to do with an accident that happened out at the in a hangar with some property damage. We're signing a release to get $900-something, and I'll take care of that with them a little later.
Okay, that one had a time frame on it. I'm supposed to meet with them tomorrow.
Okay, well, it was posted for 9 o'clock. I don't care if we take this up in open session.
How about we amend our agenda to do that?
Okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah, if it's on the agenda, it's just
all Mark's here.
Yep.
Basically, it says we're releasing everybody in order to get our $972, which is the damage we sustained with an accident by somebody who is insured by this company who wants this release. I've modified the release in very minor respect. I've put our name in, and I've added an attest.
So are we approving the release form?
We're approving the release form so that we can get our $972 when they come down tomorrow, right?
That's correct.
I move that we approve the release form.
Second.
As presented. Sorry.
Second. Any questions? Discussion? Ready to vote?
Yep.
All those in favor say aye.
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 And when we take a recess, there is a notary area as well as the attest, so I'll just have you sign in front of a notary, and then Mark can get back with it if that makes any sense.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. All right. Let's see. Document destruction. That sounds like a Donna. You're going to destroy some documents, huh?
Yep.
All right.
As we do regularly, we have to go through the documents of the commission and the clerk's office and the auditor's office. And we put together this list, and it shows the box number, the contents, the year that it was created, the retention period, the year that it's met, and the retention schedule, which is the law that allows it to be destroyed. I would ask that this be entered into the minutes of the commission as required by statute.
We don't have to take a vote or anything.
There is no vote required. I'm just required to enter it into the minutes of the commission so that we can show a record of the destruction of these documents.
Perfect.
Does anybody have any questions?
So you decide which records to destroy, and they don't have to approve or make any decision whether they want them destroyed or not.
No, basically, I don't determine whether they should be destroyed. I just look at the Secretary of State's archives report that shows us what time periods and actually has a retention schedule, Bob.
It says they may be destroyed, but it doesn't say they have to be destroyed. That's all I'm saying.
You're correct.
All right.
But we have no space.
Anyone interested further can contact your office and see the list.
Certainly.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sound good. Thank you. All right.
Do we want to take a 2 minute to go get Sheila?
Yeah, we better take us a couple minute break and we'll get Sheila and do penalties and interest.
Chuck, if you can find a notary, that would be great. And Donna okay. needs to. Donna, you need to attest this as well. He needs to find a notary.
So we'll take a real fast break and be back and finish our first agenda.
Here, Donna.